8 minutes after 8 o'clock, as we've been promising, we have Frank Tillman. How you doing?
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Very good. Frank is the president and CEO of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. All the banks on Main Street.
All the banks on Main Street. Sometimes they don't call them Main Street, but we call it Route 5 anyway.
Right.
So it's kind of funny when people say, you know, describe your, you know, your service area. And I say, well, you know, it's small town New England. And if they don't know Wells River, they say, you know, how big is it? I say, well, the village is about 500 people, 100 houses. Really? And I said, yeah. And it has, I said, I think it has 95 houses in it, and you know, four streets. I guess it's a little bit more than that, and they just keep shaking their heads. And I said, well, it's great.
But the great service you get with a community bank.
I think yes, I do. I mean, I think it's great service you get everywhere within the community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's kind of a hallmark of small town villages. Yeah. Wells River Chevrolet, Copies or More. They all provide great service, and so you. You appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you appreciate it even more when you have to go somewhere else and visit. And you don't get that. You know, it's just different.
It is.
I mean, you can go in, again, Copies or More, and you say, well, I need this, but, you know, it's, well, show me what you want. Yes, we have that. You know, it'll have to take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and we can do that. So it's just good.
Yeah, normally you come in the last Friday of every month, but since COVID broke out last March, you've been coming in on a regular basis
pretty
to give
much.
Us an update as to what's going on
what's
within
going
the bank
on.
And kind of in the communities.
Yeah, and as I said, you don't notice how much you need communication until you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when COVID broke. It was just very hard to get everything that was going on out there to the public. So it's, you know, Facebook people talk about, but not everybody uses Facebook. You know, the web page, not everybody uses the web page. So radio was a very effective way of getting the message out and very helpful. And again, that's another hallmark of rural communities. There's not many of them that have their own local radio station. And that's I don't want to puff you up too much. Puff up the puffers, but
we appreciate it.
But it is very important.
Yeah, so, we were saying earlier, this is actually 31 years ago that we put the FM station on the air at 101.3.
Wow, that long.
Yeah, 1990.
Wow.
Yeah. Seems like it was yesterday.
It does seem like it's yesterday, and you've got a new station online, and that's great.
That's right. Yep.
I got to figure out how to find it.
105.1.
All right.
It's not quite as powerful as the 101.3, but you'll find
so
it.
So you mentioned something about it's like WDEV.
Yeah, but we have to have a legal ID for it, the SEC. So W286DE.
So I was trying 286,
okay.
102.86, and I said they don't have
that. 105.1.
All right.
Yeah, we'll
it.
Be talking more about that as we get going more with
good.
It. But we just got that on back earlier this year.
Actually. Super.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
So what's going new at the bank is we're still processing new SBA PPP applications. We try to something different this year, which I think is working, is that you can get onto it on our website, and most of our borrowers are able to do that. And
mm-hmm.
Initially, there was always some issues with to err is human, to really screw things up, you need computers. So mm-hmm. SBA had some problems with their site. We had some issues in trying to get all the codes right, but that seems to have been resolved mostly. And the other thing that we're working on is now the forgiveness part can also be done online. And those, instructions are pretty available online, and you can read through them. But again, in either case, for new applications or forgiveness applications, you can call in to the bank and somebody can walk you through them. So that's, I had a customer from the last time, and she really didn't like the computer. She was very honest about that, and I said, well, that's fine. Let me print out the paper application, and we'll just go through it. And we went through it, and we got to a certain point in the application, and it just froze. And I said, well, okay, I believe you. So I said, leave it up and running, and I'll call the tech guys, and about a half hour later, she goes, well, I don't know what the issue was, but I shut down the computer, rebooted, and everything worked fine.
Things are good.
So she says, yeah, and it went through perfectly. And just as I was getting that news, I found out that my first grandchild was born, and he was all healthy and wonderful. I got pictures of that. And I said, well, you know, if you got on the SBA PP site, you got a new grandchild, you better buy a lottery ticket today, because
really?
Today is your day.
Went so, well. That's good to hear.
Yeah,
that's
so great. It is that's good. Great. So the pace of applications is not like it was last year. Mm-hmm. And it may be due to the qualifications. So to get the second round, you have to show that you've had a 25% reduction in revenues from one quarter in 2019 to the same quarter in 2020. And for a lot of people, that is a tougher hurdle to get, because if you think about it, they're good business people, and you know they're trying to survive with less revenue.
Right.
I think the other unfortunate aspect is that you may your revenue may be the same, but your expenses are a lot higher trying to operate during COVID. I know ours are. You just have more cleaning to keep the lobby safe. There's more to keeping the operation going.
Yeah.
So I wish they had made that a little bit, to help the people that were having the reduction in income, not just the total revenue. And the other the other issue is that a lot of our businesses are self-employed, or very small businesses, and that is whatever they make in their business is their income, and they get to write off certain things like depreciation. Well, if you compare that to somebody that has this, the same job, they don't have depreciation, so they can show more income, whereas the self-employed person. So it's the old rule: you get to show less income and pay less taxes, but it helps you when you're looking at something like a PPP, because they're basing it on the net revenue for the business.
Okay.
So that's also, I think, having an impact on some of the applications.
Sure.
And I think our Crystal Pearson, our commercial loan officer, was talking to other banks about the volume this year. And a lot of the banks in the bigger areas are doing pretty well in terms of the volume of the application. And she was wondering why. And I said, well, I don't know. But my guess is that they're in areas where their businesses are bigger.
Mm.
And so therefore, they have less self-employed people, firewood processors. I mean, it's always fascinating to me taking a look at our commercial borrowers, because like YKR, they do a lot of things. And so you were talking about today, you had to get out your soldering iron and do that. And so I was trying to get a hold of one of our borrowers, and his wife said, well, he's on the cell phone, but he may be out of the area. And anyways, I got through to him, and I said, so what are you doing today? And he said, well, I don't have time to talk to you, Frank. my truck is having issues, and I hate to tell you, but if I spend time talking to you, I'm not fixing my truck, and I'm not getting my firewood delivered. I said, well, you call me whenever you can.
Sure.
So that's kind of the challenge of living and working in the areas that you have that. So that's on the PPP front.
Mm-hmm.
We are finally getting a lot of our mortgages that were kind of held up by logistics. The hard to get the appraisers, hard to get title work done. I mean, they've done a great job, but it's been a challenge.
Okay.
So we used to say, you could get a mortgage closed in 60 days, and sometimes you can't get you can't get the appraiser for like 40 days.
Right.
So we've been clearing up the backlog. Looks like we're going to have a busy construction season, which is, that's part of the fun part of the job, is to see new houses come up in the area. I mean, I had a couple that I've worked on. I mean, you're getting old when, I was thinking that when people that you knew from kindergarten are now 40, and they're, 40, and they're getting their first house and going through on that, and then you find out that, they've got kids and stuff like that. So,
You're in the same thing for a long, long time, like we have been, you've been at the bank over 40 years, you really see a lot of changes.
You see the changes. You were talking about New Fairfield Store. Melissa was my kid's babysitter.
See?
Yeah, when we first moved here.
Hey, let's mention the business spotlight, the third Friday of every month, and it's coming up this morning between 8:30 and 9. We'll be talking with Dr. Stephen Genereau.
And they, I mean, the idea behind the business spotlight was to try to, you know, build up communication within our community about all the businesses that are out there, and it's worked out really well. We've had large and small businesses, but I mean, Little Rivers, you know, they didn't exist 40 years ago.
That's right.
And you know, we had Dr. Rowe's office, which was great. He was my doctor. I said, it's hard to believe that, they said, well, you got to go see your doctor. And I said, well, he's 80-something years old. Okay. But he was a great doctor. Yeah, and they had great
Dr. Rowe almost made it to 100.
He did. He did. And he got on his gravestone, it shows 100 years. So, but anyways, Little Rivers, they've been huge in the local community, especially in COVID and especially now because... There are a lot of rural areas that don't have what we have for a medical facility. So, they, you know, when I lived out in Montana, we had the local hospital, but they had a hard time keeping doctors. So we had no local doctors. So it was just whenever you could get somebody who would come into the hospital.
We're going to stay on task with you coming in next Friday. It'll be the last Friday of the month. So that'll be like a normal situation.
It'll be like normal. I woke up this morning and said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And, you know, I think I'll stick around just to introduce whoever's speaking from Little Rivers. But the spotlight's on them, not me.
Final comments?
Nope. Spring is coming.
It is. Yeah, the days are more light at both ends of it.
You know, you get up at 6:30, there's light out.
There is.
It's huge.
Frank, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Enjoy the weekend.
You too.
Frank Tillman, CEO, President, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.